Chapter 20. Getting to Know the Rivers Family. I stayed 1 month at Moore House. In that time, I came to love the little house and the wild, beautiful fields around it, just like Diana and Mary did. We read books together and talked about them. Diana began to teach me the German language, and I helped Mary with her drawing. We were very much alike, so we spent the days and nights very happily together. But St. John hardly ever spent time with us. He was usually visiting poor and sick people in a little village called Morton, near to our house. Even if the rain fell and the wind blew, he always went there. I did not think St. John was a happy person. Often, I would see him staring out the window with a sad look on his face. I knew that Diana and Mary were planning to leave Moore House soon to work as governesses. St. John and Hannah, the old lady, would go back to the churchman's house in Morton. I knew my time at Moore House was almost over. I asked St. John if he had found any work for me.
Yes,
he said.
But it is a job with little money, so you may not want it. I would like to open a girls' school in the town of Morton. I have a building for the school, and there is a small house for the teacher to live in. A lady named Miss Oliver has kindly paid for the house's furniture. Will you come to Morton and teach at the school? You would pay no money to live in the house, but you would receive £30 a year and no more.